Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Fed's fight against inflation.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point.
Deadly storms hit California.
Bunch of wind, a crazy wind.
Railroad boss tells senators,
I am determined to make this right.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The Fed raises its key interest rate a quarter percentage point as it says inflation remains stubborn. But Chairman Jerome Powell says uncertainty after recent bank collapses could soften Fed policies in combating rising prices.
We no longer state that we anticipate that ongoing rate increases will be appropriate to quell inflation. Instead, we now anticipate that some additional policy firming may be appropriate.
Amid a crisis in part of the U.S. banking industry, Congress is proposing a plan to insure more of your deposits. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
There have been many proposed regulations and pieces of legislation after the near failure of these major American banks in recent weeks. But one of the ones gaining steam this week would raise the insurance level. The amount of money insured for loss if a bank goes under from $250,000 to a level higher to prevent a run on the smaller banks towards the major banks nationwide.
Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street. The Dow plunged 530 points today. The Nasdaq tumbled 190 points. At least five people have died in storms that have unleashed powerful rain and wind in California's San Francisco Bay Area. West of Los Angeles, the National Weather Service says an EF0 tornado with winds estimated up to 75 miles per hour hit Carpinteria. Damage survey teams are now checking out Montebello, where this man says it sure looks like a tornado touchdown.
Yeah, a lot of doors ripped off everywhere. Just like it was like some supernatural force ripping it off its foundation.
Meantime, rising floodwaters lead to more evacuation orders in northern Arizona. In Los Angeles, it was a second day of no classes in the nation's second largest school district, CBS's Steve Futterman.
School workers remained off the job once again on the second day of what's planned to be a three-day strike. Picket lines were set up at various schools, striking workers joined by teachers who are refusing to cross the lines.
These negotiations have gone a year without any progress. It's a typical LAUSD thing. They can't get off their butts and negotiate.
LA Mayor Karen Bass, meanwhile, has stepped in to offer support and assistance for the two sides. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Six people are dead after a car slammed into a work zone this afternoon on I-695 in Baltimore County. It's believed that all six were contracted workers on the scene. Elena Russo is with Maryland State Police.
What led up to that crash is still under investigation. We're not sure why that driver entered in the work zone.
Now this.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Abortion is again legal in Wyoming for at least 2 weeks. A judge has suspended the ban amid a new lawsuit. The president and CEO of Norfolk Southern testifies before a Senate committee on rail safety after last month's toxic derailment in Ohio. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine told that committee that even though tests show the air and water in East Palestine are safe,
fear remains.
Who do we trust?
Asked Misty Allison, who talked about the controlled burning of chemicals after the derailment.
People and animals in my community are sick.
A bipartisan group of senators has introduced the Railway Safety Act, calling for increased safety requirements on trains carrying hazardous materials. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
A waiting game as a grand jury in Manhattan does not meet today, so still no word on whether former President Trump will be indicted for allegedly falsifying business records to hide campaign finance violations and payments made to a former adult film star. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Police in the Denver area are looking for a 17-year-old student accused of shooting two administrators at East High School. One is in critical condition. It happened after a handgun was found during a daily search, and it comes after a student was shot while sitting in a car near the school earlier this month. Some students say,
I don't feel safe.
But my thing is, I feel like they should just shut the school down, considering the fact that this happened so quickly. Like, it's back to back. There's no reason that this is happening back to back.
Last call is fast approaching for the Camaro. General Motors says it will end production of its signature Chevy muscle car in January. Cox Automotive analyst Michelle Krebs.
Muscle cars of old, the gas-powered ones, have seen their heyday, and that's over. And now we're on to a new era of electric vehicles.
GM's announcement comes a day after Stellantis said the last gas-powered muscle car from Dodge will be the 2023 Challenger SRT Demon 170.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Britain's former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is in the hot seat testifying under oath before a parliamentary panel investigating the so-called Partygate scandal. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London.
First, he denied there were any lockdown-busting parties on his watch. Then the evidence showed he actually attended some of them.
I apologize for inadvertently misleading this House, but to say that I did it recklessly or deliberately is completely untrue.
Boris Johnson insisting he was assured he was following the correct COVID rules at the time. If his fellow lawmakers decide he did knowingly or recklessly mislead them, he could be suspended, even expelled. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
TikTok CEO plans to tell Congress tomorrow that the video sharing app is committed to user safety, data protection and security, and keeping the platform free from Chinese government influence. That's the World News Roundup, late edition for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.